Morning sun twinkled through the tree foliage which formed a leafy canopy over the water. The current was fairly fast, running through a high-banked slope, chuckling as though it were enjoying a secret joke of its own. Dobra was in the prow of the second logboat with a crew of four Gaussian paddlers and was carrying a cargo of food. Logalog Erfa commanded the leading craft. Tyria could see his back, forward of their four shrew crew. Skipper sat amidships with Brink alongside him. The cellar hog's face looked drawn and wan. Not the best of sailors. He clung to the slim logboat's side miserably. Feeling sorry for the poor hedgehog, Tyria called out to Erfa.
How long will we be on this river moss, sir?
There was a hint of laughter in the Gaussian chieftain's voice as he shouted back to her.
This ain't the moss, beauty. 'Tis only a side stream that leads to it. See the bends up yonder? Well, the river lies beyond it. Hold tight now, miss. It gets a bit bumpy soon. We'll be heading downhill, you see, over a few rapids, but nothing to worry about. You'll know you're on the river moss when we jump the rip flow that joins it with this stream. If you like sailing, then you'll enjoy that part.
Though Tyria sympathised with Brink's discomfort, she had to admit to herself that she was enjoying the experience immensely. As the crew slewed the logboat definitely around the bend, spray cascaded high and the stream really began to race along downhill. The otter maid felt like yelling aloud with joy at the wildness of it all. Logalog Erfa stood balanced expertly in the prow, bellowing out orders as they weaved and tacked down the wild watery slope.
Keep it down at the stern and up by the ebb, buckles. Back water to port. Take around those rocks. Don't reef the banks now. Keep riding it to midstream.